Yeah, it seems, that was one of the things I actually mentioned to Dave early on. I don't know if he caught it, but like when I first joined and got into ham radio, it was kind of tough because I didn't have any, I didn't have any relationships with any people in ham radio. I just joined and I wanted to talk to people. I wanted to use my fancy radios, but there was, very few people that I could, talk to that would carry on a decent rag-chewing session, like you said. And there's only been a few of them that have, kind of helped me out in that regard and allowed me to use my radio. And I was always very thankful for those people because, you really want to use that radio and kind of use your privileges, but you throw out your call sign. I remember like several weeks of just throwing out my call sign when I was on my way home and nobody reply, and I'm like, oh man, and that went on for longer than I'd like to admit. And so then I just said, you know what, I'm just gonna volunteer, and I'm gonna meet people that way, and I'll build relationships, and hopefully people will start talking to me. And I think for the most part, it two things have happened. The urge to always be on the air has kind of died a little bit, and I'm pretty content monitoring a lot, and then I'm also really busy. But then also I've met a lot of people along the way, and so it's kind of a great way to get plugged into the community is, you give a little and you get a little, I guess. It's kind of a good way to look at it. And I think it worked out well. So that's my little story. I'm sticking to it.